This episode is brought to you by Pepsi. I remember going to my first HBCU football game. It was one of the most memorable experiences of my life. Watching the HBCU's football team play, seeing all the fans packed in the stadium, cheering with the cheerleaders, dancing with the majorettes, and let's be honest, halftime is game time for the band. It's so much excitement in the stadium. It truly feels like a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Pepsi is a proud supporter of HBCU students, both on and off the field. Pepsi and HBCUs. That's what I like. This is the Slay Girl Slay podcast, a space created to uplift, motivate, and inspire women of color to be fearless in their pursuit of their dreams, go after what they deserve, and show up as their most unapologetic, most authentic selves. This audio series was created for every woman who is on the verge of her come up, creating her own vibe, and fiercely transforming her life. So sit down with me, get your notebook, grab a pen, and let's create the life you've always dreamed of. I'm your host, Ashley Legs, and welcome to the Slay Girl Slay podcast. Hey girl, hey! Welcome back to the Slay Girl Slay podcast season 4 finale, y'all. Happy Monday, happy last podcast Monday of the year. How we have found ourselves at the end of yet another season is truly beyond me. Once again, I know I've been telling y'all how grateful I am that we've got another season under our belts and spent another year together chasing our dreams or changing our lives or changing ourselves for that matter and growing and getting better and better at who we are. We did that together, boo. I remember kicking off this season earlier this year. I mean, literally it was like yesterday, but here we are at the end of another season, just a few weeks shy of 2022. And although I know all of us have been through something or maybe experienced something this year, I am grateful that I got to do this alongside all of you. First things first, though, y'all, I'm sad and happy at the same time. I'm going to miss you so much on my little short break. You can still find me on YouTube, so go subscribe to the YouTube channel if you have not already. We're also in the process of revamping the Girl Gang, and we'll be accepting new members soon. So if you want to learn more about that, the link is in the description of this episode. But really, just gonna miss y'all for a few months, and I hope y'all hold me down and hold down the fort while I'm away and continue to pop in and share the show with some of your friends and family members and continue to stream the episodes, if you will. If you loved this season or any season for that matter, please leave us a rating and a review. That's how we stay cool in the podcast world. And really, it helps other people find the show. If you have ever left a rating or a review, or you left a DM, sent me an email, shared the podcast with your friends and family, subscribed, downloaded, like I can truly keep the list going. Thank you, boo. Thank you for keeping this community going. Thank you for keeping me going. I wanted to throw in the towel so many times over the last few years. Because life, right? And it was because of your messages, because of your support, because of you being the dope, amazing, beautiful people that you are. You inspired me to keep going and do the same. So thank you, boo. Thank you, thank you, thank you for another season and for all the love and support this year. You know how when you go on a job interview and they ask that dreadful question, where do you see yourself in 5 years? I would always get flustered because, one, I couldn't even see myself in a few hours, let alone the next 5 years. And two, I always knew I wanted to be somebody and make something of my life and be able to support myself and support my family, but I had no clue how to do it. So when someone would ask me, where do you see yourself in 5 years? What do you want in life? Where are you going? Where are you headed? All I could do was shrug my shoulders and say, you know what? I don't know where I'm going, but I do know it will be good. And I do know that place that I'll arrive to where I can look around and be proud of myself. You better believe that I'll get there. 5 years ago, boo, I was so busy trying to find my purpose in life. What was I going to do? How was I going to make money? How can I live my best life? How can I make my life a happy life? I was chasing jobs and promotions. I was trying to be somebody on social media because that's what everybody else was doing, right? Trying to create this grand life that I saw, that I dreamed of, trying to make sense of what was currently in front of me that I didn't even realize the gift that God had already dropped within me. You see, the thing about gifts, boo, is that we all have one, right? But there are some of us that's taken the step and decided to use the gifts God gave us. And then there's the rest of us still holding on to it. And whether you are holding on to it or not, what I want everyone to understand is the purpose we're all seeking, the accomplishments we're all striving for, the love and validation we all want, the security we're looking for, the happiness that we're after is found in the gifts that we are given. I've never said this out loud, but I believe God has given me a gift of being able to talk to people and find the words to say that will make them feel better, to make them feel seen, to make them feel like they aren't alone, to uplift, motivate, and inspire people to chase their dreams, go after what they deserve, and to show up as their most unapologetic, most authentic selves. If someone had told me, hey, one day you're gonna have a podcast, girl, inspiring and motivating people all around the world, I would have looked at you like you was crazy. A podcast? What? A brand? Y'all, I was just trying to be a writer and write for a magazine because I was pretty good at it and because I loved writing and I was passionate about it. I just knew in my heart that that's what God had called me to do. And you know what? It didn't work. Sis, let this be a quick lesson for you. The things that are meant for you will always work out for you. And if it's not working out for you, boo, maybe, just maybe, it is not meant for you. Why? Because your gift will always make room for you. And I know that's scary to believe and kind of weird to think about, but trust and believe the gift that you have, the gift that you might be sitting on is the meal ticket that you need to be cashing in. There is something that only you can do, boo, in this lifetime that has the power to change your life and the lives of those around you. And while you're so busy trying to figure out how you're going to get the bag, how to live your best life, how to boss up and glow up like never before, taking courses and uploading pictures and doing trendy dances to stay relevant, trying to launch something else because your competitor is launching something else too, your gift is sitting right there, ready and waiting for you to pick it up and start moving in it. Last year, I packed up all my stuff, moved back home to Chicago, and currently recording right now from the very same place I started in because I made the decision to move within my gift. And at first glance, it looked like a terrible decision. Honestly, choosing to walk within my gift was choosing not to get paid like I used to. Choosing to walk within my gift was choosing to swallow my pride every time someone asked me why I was living back with my mom. Choosing to walk within my gift was choosing to believe in something that only I could see, no matter how crazy I may have looked. Deciding that by any means necessary, I was going to do this full time, even though I had no clue what the next year, the next 2 years, or what the next 5 years would look like from now. At first glance, it looks like the gift that God gave me left me hanging, but I've got news for you, boo. About a month ago, my podcast host reached out and they said, hey, you might want to refresh your numbers. We're seeing something on our end that you might want to see too. Y'all, I was folding some laundry, minding my business. It was like 11:30 at night, and I logged in and I saw that this podcast, this show that's being recorded in this tiny bedroom, has surpassed 1.1 million downloads across the world. Yes, 1.1 million downloads and counting across the world. This show has been downloaded in almost every country, boo. Places that I never even knew existed on a map are tuning into the show. Over the last year, I've been able to work with brands that I never thought I'd work with in a million years. I'm running a company on my own terms, just the way I wanted to. Yes, I lost everything last year. But man, look at how much I got back in return. Look at all of you. No, I don't have $1 million and I'm not dining with Michelle Obama yet. Y'all, that's still on my bucket list. But I have just enough to keep me going. No, I was not dining out all the time at the fanciest restaurants and eating steak dinners and lobster and all this other stuff, but your girl was never hungry. You understand what I'm saying? No, I don't have this big house yet. No, I don't have all the accolades, but I've got something to work with. I don't have it all, but I have just enough to keep me going. Hear me when I say your gift will make room for you, boo, if you step aside and allow it to. Now, before I go any further, yes, boo, I said what I said. We are celebrating 1.1 million downloads on the Slay Girl Slay podcast. Join me this Wednesday, December 15th at 7 p.m. Central on the Slay Girl Slay Instagram page. We're celebrating, boo, me and you. I'm going live. It's free to join. You don't need any links. However, I will link the Slay Girl Slay Instagram page in the description of the episode. But boo, join me this Wednesday, December 15th at 7 p.m. Central. Bring your wine, bring your tea, bring your snacks, bring your questions, bring the love. And we are celebrating 1.1 million downloads of the Slay Girl Slay podcast. Be checking out my page this week, the Slay Girl Slay page all week. We're doing some giveaways and just solidifying this moment with all of you. So once again, boo, join me this Wednesday, December 15th at 7 p.m. Central. We going live, boo, on Instagram, and I'm going to be picking some of you to go live with me. And I just want to use this time to say thank you, boo. Please don't think that this is me bragging or this is a flex. It's really just me sharing what we've been able to do together. It's not even about the number. It's not about the million itself. It's the fact that I've been able to keep my word to myself and blow my own mind. It's the fact that above all else, I said I was going to do something And I went out and I did it. And I'm proud of myself. It's the fact that something was created out of nothing, y'all, sitting on the floor, nothing to my name, and has been able to reach all of you by the grace of God. That is the accomplishment, boo. That is what we're celebrating. What is your gift, and are you using it? I think sometimes we think that our gifts have to be these grand gestures and these big, huge things that God has given us that we're good at. But most of the time, it's the smallest of things that we don't even realize that we do that make the biggest impact. Do not let this year end with you not knowing or at least trying to figure out what your gift is and how you can be using it. What is something that you're good at but takes the least amount of effort for you to do? Some of you are gifted in cooking. Some of you are gifted in creating. Some of you are gifted in making people laugh. Some of you are gifted in making people feel seen. Some of you are gifted in helping others. Some of you are gifted in decorating. Some of you are gifted in telling stories or selling things or making other men and women feel beautiful. What is your gift? If we're being honest with each other, a lot of us know what our gift is, right? We know what we need to be doing every day, but we're too afraid to use it because it's not packaged the way that we thought it should be. We can't figure out how our gifts will provide for us the lives that we dream of living. So we go the other route and do what makes sense to us. We end up in jobs we've hated for years because, well, it makes sense. We end up in relationships with people we should have left years ago, but it makes sense. We end up waking up every day, not loving our lives, not engaged with the people around us, not motivated, not inspired, because we keep choosing the things that make sense. When you choose a life where you use the gift that you have, it makes no sense, boo. When you choose to chase your dreams and live out the visions that you see for yourself, that road, that journey, that path does not make sense. But guess what? It always works out. I'm speaking from experience, not because I have it all figured out, because baby, I'm still sitting here looking dumb some days. But 5 years ago, I was choosing a life that made sense until one day I decided to use the gift God gave me when someone said, "Hey, you always make me feel better. You always know just what to say." If no one else has spoken to the gift in you, let me do it then. You, sis, should pursue that thing that you're thinking about right now, that thing that just came to mind, that step you know you need to be taking, that vision that just won't let go of you. Yeah, that thing that you really don't think can really be something. I'm speaking to that, boo. Do it. Pursue it. Get out of your head. Stop trying to think of all the ways to figure it out. Stop trying to make it make sense. Stop trying to think of all the ways it can or can't happen. Stop thinking of all the things you might have to change in order for you to do it. Some of you are already operating in your gift, but you're getting tired and frustrated and starting to see how everyone else's gift is popping off for them. Get out of your head, boo, and into your heart. Move, sis. Whatever level I found you on today, move. Whatever challenges you know are up ahead, move. Whatever you're afraid of, move. Whatever you think is holding you back, move. Believe that whatever is meant for you is already done, sis. So why not step out just a little bit more on faith and have the audacity to believe that wherever you go and whatever you do, a way will be made just for you. It's time to get some audacity about you. Stop doubting your own abilities. Put some weight on yourself, sis. The world can have the audacity about everything else, but have some audacity about you. Put some weight on your gifts. Put some weight on your talents. Put some weight on your purpose. Put some weight on who you are, and count on the fact that if you do what you're supposed to do and use the gift and talent that God dropped within you, that you will get to the places that you've dreamt of going. When I say your gift will make room for you, I'm saying when you open up your hands and give what you have to the world, you open up your hands to receive all that it has to offer. If you hold on to it, your hands are closed. You can't get nothing. But if you just open up your hands, release it, put it out there, and give the world what you've got, you give yourself the opportunity to receive more. You hear me? More than you asked for. More than you thought was possible. More than you ever could have imagined. Give us what you've got. I know one thing's for sure. I'm gonna keep giving you what I've got. 5 years ago, I wasn't the girl with a podcast that has surpassed 1.1 million downloads with the community of women and men across the world, a budding YouTube channel, members, a national book club, running a company on her own terms. 5 years ago, that didn't make sense. But here we are. Where do I see myself in 5 years? I still don't know, sis, but I do know that it's going to be good. And you better believe that I have the audacity to get there. That's it for today's podcast, boo. If you love the Slay Girl Slay podcast, be sure to give us a rating and your feedback at the end of this episode. We'd love to hear from you. Be sure to learn more about our Girl Gang and the Slay Girl Slay Book Club in the links provided in the description. Follow us on social media at Slay Girl Slay on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. And come visit us on our website at www.slaygirlslay.com. I can't wait for our next girl chat, so please believe we will chat soon, boo. Peace.